Incredible little song there by a band called The Left Bank from their first, first LP, yeah, called The Left Bank. And one of my favorite records of all time, and therefore this is one of the best episodes of a complete abridged record collection. The internet podcast / broadcast where I, your host, David Barkley, play one song from every record in my record collection and recall the memories of where I got that record and why I got it and what it means to me. And so, you know, episode 45 is going to be good when you start off with one of my favorite songs from one of my favorite records. And I bought this record in high school. I think I bought it from Roger's Jukebox. That's my guess. Which is now closed. I went to Roger's Jukebox recently, like in 2009. That's recent for me. And I think it's from Roger's Jukebox. Totally beat up copy. I was like, "Hey, you're closing." And he was like, "Yeah, the record industry is dead, man. It's just happening. It's just going to die." 2009, Roger finally figured it out. But that's not what this record is associated with at all. This record is associated with the high school days and basically the harpsichord being my favorite instrument of all time, especially in rock settings, which I know it's a little bit immature. But this record made me seek out, made me obsessed with music with harpsichord in it for many, many years. Let's say four years, it's like all I did was try and find other bands that sounded like The Left Bank and tried to write music that would sound amazing on the harpsichord. Never played one. One time in Ottawa, we saw one at the National Archive, I think it was, and we didn't play it. We just looked at it. It was amazing. Elliot, he posed for a photograph. Moving on. Next record on the shelves here. I cannot tell you what it's called or the artist or what this song is called because all the writing on it is using the Cyrillic alphabet, which I don't read unless it's a math equation. It's a Greek record. It's from 1979. And basically, in the year 2009, summer, I went to Greece, and I spent one day in Athens going to, like, 10 record stores, but I had no money. I was dead broke, so I only bought records in dollar bins, or I should say euro bins, 1 euro records, and I had a pretty strict criteria that had to be released between the years 1978 and 1988. And preferably, they had to be rock records. And this one is actually a pretty cool find. It's sort of a folk rock record. And you're just going to have to listen for yourself. I can't even tell you what it's called. I don't know. I'm really at a loss here. The format's really letting me down. But enjoy it. And I'll tell you more about my trip as I play more Greek records.
Σαν μια ταινία γυρνάει η ζωή μου και πρωταγωνιστείτε προτού να το σκεφτείτε και εγώ κομπάρσω στην καρδιά της. Μα ποιος θα το δει το τέλος να μου πει? Μα ποιος θα το δει το τέλος να μου πει?
άδεια τα λεφτά μου για να δω αν την καρδιά μου ή το χρήμα αγαπάς. Πώς θα μάθω τι ζητάς κι αν αλήθεια μ' αγαπάς. Πήρες την καρδιά μου, πάρ' και τα λεφτά μου, πάρ' τα και καλά λύσου. Ξέρεις πως πονάω, ξέρεις πως ζητάω μόνο την αγάπη σου. Για να δω αν την καρδιά μου ή το χρήμα αγαπάς. Αμφιβάλλω και πονώ κι άκρη δεν μπορώ να βρω. Πήρες την καρδιά μου, πάρ' και τα λεφτά μου, πάρ' τα και καλά λύσου. Ξέρεις πως πονάω, ξέρεις πως ζητάω μόνο την αγάπη σου.
Year 2501. Our world is no longer a place where you can dream of the future, only of the past. We use our time machine now and then to go back to nature, back to music. Switch on.
Time machine program for 1970s.
Lights on. Take off.
$2,500. $2,400. 2,300. 200. 100. 2,000.
trying to forget my feelings of love. Teardrops rolling down on my face, trying to forget my feelings of love. Come again. Feelings, oh, 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 feelings, oh, 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 feelings, feelings of love.
Well, what you're hearing here is the nonstop disco mix magic of a Greek guy called Theo Vaness. The album's called Back to Music, in case you haven't guessed. And we listened to the theme as well as excerpts from I Who Have Nothing, and which is a Lieber and Stroller song, and Feelings. And now they're going into the rest of the side is just a tribute to the Beatles. Of course, we've already listened to one song, and that's the minimum requirement that this radio show requires, one song from every record in my record collection. So, yeah, I'm going to move on. Before this, though, we were listening to a nameless Greek compilation that I picked up in Greece from one of the... I went to a lot of record stores, but I also went to a lot of junk marts, like just mall... Like, not malls, but stalls of just crap. And they had a lot of records in there, and this is a double LP from 1982 that you really can't tell anything about how good it is from the cover. That's why I bought it for a euro, because could be good, could be terrible. It's pretty mediocre. I'm more into stuff like this, to be honest. Yep. That was a great trip. More Greek records to come, of course. But coming up next here is a record that I bought in Los Angeles, California. At a show that I saw by a band called Mount Erie, who was touring with great Canadian singer-songwriter Julie Duaron from Sackville, New Brunswick, who released a collaborative, sort of collaborative record. I guess it's under the title Mount Erie. It's called Lost Wisdom. And they did a show together at this gallery that was... Well, it was actually a space run by... Toyota or Honda, I can't remember who, but they commissioned Lucky Dragons to paint the exterior, and it was cool. I don't know, it was, despite everything, it was a great show. It was a great performance. It was an emotionally taxing night. Very sad. Julie Duron has become the voice of emotional despair for me, so... That's what I think about when I listen to this amazing song called Voice in Headphones. Great song. Love it. Always remind me of that Los Angeles sunny at night, summer night. You know what I mean? Man, this is terrible. Sorry, you don't know what I mean. But I, 40 years from now in the future, do know what you mean, David. And that's why I'm doing this archive. One song every record in my record collection. It's for me.
I'll no longer hide it. Yes, you move me to tears over and over. Every time I get it settled, you excite it. Every time I get my face dry, you sing.
It's not meant to be a strike. don't we? I don't want to know.
Just to see which one can bang, bang, Lulu. Lulu's gone away. Who is going to bang, bang? Lulu's gone away. Inky and Spanky playing in a ditch. Inky said to Spanky, you is a worthless son of a bang, bang, Lulu. Lulu's gone away. Who is going to bang, bang? Lulu's gone away. Had a wristwatch, she dropped it in the grass. She bent over to pick it up, the grass stick her in her. Bang, bang, Lulu, Lulu's gone away. Who is going to bang, bang, Lulu's gone away. Lulu had a bicycle, the seat was made of glass. When she go to ride it, it would stick her in her. Bang, bang, Lulu, Lulu's gone away. Who is going to bang, bang, Lulu's gone away. Lulu had a boy child, his name was Simon Tamer. She put him into a bathtub just to see if he can swim. He swim to the bottom, he come back on top. Lulu got so excited and she draw him by his. Bang, Lulu, Lulu's gone away. Who is going to bang, bang? Lulu's gone away. Binja
ale and brandy, 60 cents a glass. If you gentlemen don't like it, you can soak it up your bang bang. Lulu, Lulu's gone away. Oh, he's going to bang bang. Lulu's gone away. Lulu went to a ball game. She sat down in the front. Off came that baseball and hit her in her. And Lulu, Lulu's gone away. Oh, he's going to bang bang. Now Lulu had a father. He sat down on a rock. Out came a bumblebee and it stung him on his. And Lulu, Lulu's gone away. Oh, it's going to bang bang. Lulu's gone. One more time. Bang bang. Lulu, Lulu's gone away. Oh, it's going to bang bang. Lulu's gone away.
That is an exceptionally beat-up copy of an album by Lord Antics and the Merry Boys. It's called Calypso's Too Hot to Hold. And I got this... I'm trying to remember exactly where. I think I might have actually bought it at Amoeba. I went through an insane Calypso phase. And I've warned people, I've warned you about this in the last few podcasts, that at some point it's just going to be like nonstop Calypso records. And during that craze, I traveled to it started in New Orleans because Calypso records were abundant and cheap there. And I think the first Calypso record I bought was in Salt Lake City, and then I did trips to L.A. and San Francisco. And this particular record is amazing because it's just got a letterpressed cover. It's just like super minimal and looks like a self-release, and has lots of classics like that one we just listened to, Bang Bang Lulu, which is actually the Calypso song. Jonathan Richman from the Modern Lovers does that song called Down in Bermuda, where he sings about how he went to Bermuda and it changed his life. I saw him play that live once, and he told a story about how he went and saw this. He was playing in the Modern Lovers, and they were playing this serious uptight rock and roll. And then he went to another bar, and he saw this like fun party band playing, and they were playing this really simple, great music. And he played Bang Bang Lulu as an example. So I always think of that concert when I listen to this song. There you go. Speaking of concerts that I always think about, I should say in the middle there, I played the Raincoats off the Audi Shape album, a song called Baby Song. And that is a record that sort of makes me think about disappointment, because the first Raincoats record is so accessibly awesome. And I freaked out. It was like 2003, 2002, maybe summer. I was living in Toronto. I got the first one. It blew my mind. I immediately went out and started looking for the second one. Then I got it, and it was sort of a little too experimental for my taste at the time. And consequently, never been really close relationship with that one. If I'm ever going to listen to the Raincoats, it's going to be the first record. Well, coming up next, though, is a classic beyond all classics. This is Songs from a Room by Leonard Cohen, an album that I think I stole from my parents. That's right. That's how far this one goes back. But I didn't really get into Leonard Cohen until about, 2007, when I was, guess what, feeling really, really super low. And that's when it happened. I was playing in a band at the time, and I just thought about how the first line of this song is... such utter insane genius, and I used it as stage banter because it's so good, you know what I mean? It's funny. It's really, really funny, despite being totally depressing. And the relationship has evolved Yeah, I could tell some really bleak stories, but maybe I'll save those for later.
Like a bird on the wire, like a drunk in a midnight choir, I have tried in my way to be free. I have saved all my ribbons for thee. If I have been unkind, I hope that you can just let it go.
Only wanna dance. solution to modern babies. They don't know how to use free minds. Independence is no solution that makes no sense. 'Cause babies
Steve Cato with a song called, I don't actually know what the song is called. I think it's called Babies, I'm guessing. Oh, wait, what is it called? It is called Independence is No Solution. Oh, there it is. college radio moment there, folks. And he has a band called The Blanket, which is a solo thing, I think. And that's a cover song by this German punk called Schorsch Cameron. It's just, if you want factual information, go to the internet because you'll find it out. But Steve Cato was in a band called the Barcelona Pavilion and was an acquaintance and a friend, a person I admired. And I always had fun hanging out with, and he moved to L.A. for 2 years while I was living in San Diego, and we hung out like once during those 2 years, and it really bummed me out. But during that time, or right before that time, he released this record, and I got it, and I listened to it a few times. I got excited about him moving nearby, and then we never hung out. So that says something about excitement, I think. It's black and white, it's super minimal, and that's sort of, yeah, I treat this record with great respect because it makes me think of him, the person that I like so much. I gush for him. Before that, we listened to Leonard Cohen, Bird on a Wire, Bleakness, The Bleak Stories, me, making love and then listening to it alone in an empty apartment. That's sort of like laying on my back, just no blankets, listening to Leonard Cohen after something so beautiful and feeling so bleak. That's sort of where that one was going. Next here is a record that I bought around maybe 2004. It's from 1987, and the band is the Washington Sisters. And kind of during that period, I wanted to buy obscure records from the 80s to try and put together what I like to think of as the Nuggets compilation of my generation. And particularly looking for sort of like fun, up rock, kind of proto, like post-disco fun rock. I don't know. Anyways, I found some good stuff, and this was one of them that is kind of not really that appropriate. But really what it made me realize was that I didn't really know what obscurity was, because I feel like I'd buy records like these and had never heard of them, and then I would do some research and find out that they're not obscure artists at all. From Iceberg Records, 1987, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the Washington Sisters, and We're Sailing.
Exactly what you mean.
I know. Uh-huh. I know.
Boyish Charms, with an album called Viva La Boyish Charms, and an instrumental song, which I don't really know the name. I lost. It's on clear vinyl, counting the tracks. It's too difficult. And I can't recall exactly which one is which. Shoot. Anyways, embarrassing, because I love the Boyish Charms. They are from San Diego. They are the work of a man named Robbie Lawson, who works down at the Starlight Lounge. But this is from much longer ago. This album is from 2003, I think, or something like that. And then the actual... let's see, there's some inserts here. You know, I love it. Oh, these songs were originally self-released in April 1997 on cassette. And I think the vinyl was, I'm not sure when apparently the vinyl's from 1997. Did I say 2003? That's really where I'm stuck at, the ultimate year. So, many years later, still a band, great band when you get a chance to see them, very rare. And they actually just put out a new record, which my friend Alex released, Talking Helps Records. But yeah, Robbie gave this to me as a gift. It was so amazing because, you know, it's a really cool piece of, his adulthood, his growing up, his making music, and it means a lot to me as a record, personal object. I have a lot of their music, but this is the only long play record I have. I don't have the new one yet, but when I get it, I'm going to listen to it and play it on this show, probably. And yeah, Robbie's basically the nicest guy in the world. He's just super nice. He can do no wrong. That's just the kind of guy he is. I always... I can't even express myself, but, you know, I just feel a lot of things for him. Well, coming up next here... jeez, God, I'm really not finding my own voice about this guy, about these records, what's going on. But coming up next is another record which is steeped in history and memories for me. It's The Zombies, Odyssey, and Oracle. And quite fitting that we begin the show with The Left Bank, because around the same time I bought my first Zombies record, which was actually a singles collection. It was like a singles and B-sides collection. I just randomly got it at some record store when I was in high school, or like a thrift store or something, because I was like, oh, The Zombies, I like that band. And it turns out I really did like them. And Odyssey and Oracle is often referenced as being, you know, the third most important album of the 60s. After Pet Sounds and Rubber Soul or whatever. I don't know which one people always choose there. Yes, call it more college-y than ever. It's an amazing record. And the first one I bought was actually one of those Rhino reissues that looks exactly like the original. even though it was secondhand from Ditch Records. And then I gave that to my friend Molly, I think, as a birthday present, because she was sort of... we were friends about the music of the 60s. And she used to really like the song that's like about the Civil War, or not the Civil War, the World War II and the shell shock. She thought that was a really funny song, so I gave it to her as a birthday present and rebought a copy for myself. I bought this this copy on Date Records, which is probably not, I don't know, it's an older copy, but it's definitely not the original cover. It's got like a weird statue, a Greek statue on it. And the song we're going to listen to is called Brief Candles. There's so many great songs in this album that I couldn't even really choose. But, I could go on and on. The Zombies have been this, like, just like the Left Bank, totally pervasive in my life. The songwriting, the lyrics, the music. Everything I aspire to be and everything I remember somehow revolves around records like this.
Glass. She only needs to be alone. She knows this mood will pass. To realize that she was strong and he too weak to stay. And to realize that she is better off this way. You took a bribe.
and let them insult your body with fineries and silk and things. How could you not have known you wouldn't need those rings for this scene? When it's called Goddess of Drought, figures us out. When it's called Goddess of Drought, figures us out. When it's called Goddess of Drought, figures us out. I was looking good on the day that you fell for the way I looked. The day your beauty became a sign of something more than a beautiful sign. But now someone had better bless this meal before someone gets sick off of what they didn't kill. And the Goddess of Drought figures us out. And the Goddess of Drought figures us out. And the Goddess of Drought figures us out. I can tell you want peace, so I can tell you've been looking for a union. I've seen it in your eyes. 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 I have seen it in your eyes. I have seen it in your eyes.
Destroyer off the double LP This Night, released on my favorite Vancouver record label of all time, Scratch Records, because it's also a store, and also every Christmas on Boxing Day I would go and buy insanely discounted records, such as this one, which was extra discounted because it was released by them, and amazing because as time has gone by, I've become more and more in love with Destroyer, and it means more and more to me. So there you go. Thank you for listening, episode 45. And thank, yeah, you know, college radio.